Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thanks for tuning into the $12 radio show. That's Sam and Dave, and hold on, I'm coming. I just told you as well that my name is Dave Bublitz. This is the Wednesday morning edition of your $12 radio show. Thanks for being here for the show. It's Wednesday, September the, what is it? Is it the 14th? I'm going to go ahead and take that. It's episode number 141. Of the $12 show. Of course, the program today is coming to you as always live from the Ramblewood Studio. It's at the northwest corner of City Park. Hope that you guys are getting ready to have a good day. Starting things out a little bit earlier. It's a little bit after 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And if you know me and you've met me and we've chatted for even 30 seconds, I've made it very clear. Dave, as I speak of myself in the third person, Dave is not a morning guy, and stack of things to do, but I didn't want to miss the chance to do a show today because I missed one yesterday. And the reason being, since I've been back here for 2 weeks. I've already missed two shows. Both of them were because of mornings with multiple doctor visits, and that's what's going on right there. So I have having problems with my back, nothing major, but we'll talk about the fun of going to the hospital here in a little bit. The doctor and the specialist in the hospital and all of that other good stuff. What was I going to say here? I was taking a look at something here. It being a beautiful Monday morning. I say beautiful. I'm being very sarcastic. It's not raining. Let's leave it at that. It's not raining. It's chilly, bordering on cold. It's rainy. It's cloudy. It feels like it's time to go. And even if you're a grown up, to go find yourself a trick or a Halloween outfit and go out and trick or treat. That's what it feels like, you know, to me. That's what I'm thinking about doing. I don't know if they'll have an Iron Man outfit in triple extra large. I'm hoping they will. That's not, you know, we don't even want to talk about that right there. Oh, wait a minute, a little bit of a problem here on the computer screen. Let's go ahead and get rid of that and do this and do that. And I know, just fascinating, isn't it? You get a chance to hear the behind-the-scenes activities of the $12 radio show only because I'm not keeping track of things in front of the scenes. That's why you get the chance to find out behind the scenes. Does that make any sense at all? It doesn't make any sense at all. But a cloudy day out there. Had a chance. Been a productive last couple of days. I told you on Monday, went to the CSU football game. Very entertaining. They had a chance to have themselves a big game. Already give you the details on that. They won their first game of the season. Monday, what was Monday? Monday was just running around doing a million things. And yesterday, oh, that's what it was. Both yesterday and Monday were doctor's visits, but somehow or another, I was able to squeeze in what I needed to do on Monday and still was here to do the show, but not a lot of fun. I found out that I was under the impression the doctor told me without getting too detailed of an exam. He did an X-ray a while ago, and he used the word bulging disc in my back. Now, I have a low threshold. I keep being told that I have a low threshold for pain. So I was thinking, well, I must be a weenie and this can't be that big of a deal. But if you walk, your back hurts, your legs stiffen up, you get a numb, some kind of, some like a numb, tingly feeling. And it was really hard to pin it down because I've got some other complications and stuff going on. So I went and I had my MRI done last week, and they came out, and it wasn't. I got my results yesterday. I went to my primary, real nice guy. The good news is you don't have a bulging disc. It turns out that you have several. You know, I don't want a funny doctor. It's already bad enough that the doctor is like 15 years, 20 years younger than I am. I don't want a funny doctor. You have multiple discs, and it also turns out that you have arthritis in your back. So it's exercise, weight loss, steroid shots, more exercise, and if none of that works or it doesn't work enough, then surgery in the future. So it's just I feel like I'm being propped up right now. I'm constantly leaning to the right and to the left, like I'm trying to bend my back into place, but it's just not it just I just can't get that nice big solid pop that I'm hoping for. I know. Enough about me and my problem. Let's talk about something important. What's going on here that's important? Today is the 14th of September, like I said. 102 days left until Christmas. The shop, not the shop, but just to get in your holiday frame of mind. 57 days till the Rialto. I'm just with, excuse me, just within 8 weeks. 8 times 7, 56. Yeah, 8 weeks to get this together, and I'm making progress. I've got the room books. I've got the opening acts books. I've got my headshot taken. Now it's just a matter of getting all my stuff to an artist to put the poster together, and then to send the promo stuff out and get that going. So November the 10th, if you are thinking about making plans to come out to the show, it's going to be myself and then a couple of opening acts, including Mr. Dickie Bill Wagner, my friend Bob, actually my friend Dickie Bill Wagner, my friend Bob Goodett, and my friend Brett Crandall, all good guys and all very, very funny. So they're going to be doing some short sets to open the show. So ordinarily there's one guy coming out before you see somebody at a comedy show. But I have this fear. It's a fear. It's a phobia. I have a fear that my back is still and my legs are still wobbly enough. I might be using a cane that night. I'm picking one up from the doctor today to make things easier to walk around. So just seems like a good idea. Better to have a little extra and not need it than to not have enough and come up short, I think. But $2 from each ticket. I wish we could do the whole thing, but $2 from each ticket will be helping to support our friends over at the Fort Collins Rescue Mission. Don't forget to keep them in mind around the holidays, the upcoming holidays, because $1.92. Let's go ahead and open up this letter here from them. $1.92 will purchase a meal for a needy individual. And it's hard enough being homeless any time of the year, but especially around the holidays. $1.92. Meal tickets enclosed. Oh, there you go. The Early Bird Campaign. Oh, God, I thought they were trying to hand tickets out to people who were thinking about going. No. I don't need to go this year. I went, but I can't tell you how important it was that even though it was not where I wanted to be, there was a place that I could be. On Thanksgiving and Christmas, I spent two separate holidays in a row. So I always want to give some love out there to the folks, and as well at Catholic Charities here in Fort Collins, Catholic Charities, the Sister Mary Alice Murphy Center for Hope, and the good people at the Fort Collins Rescue Mission, an offshoot of the Denver Rescue Mission, and I'm sure there's a mission. If you don't live in Colorado, there is more than likely a mission. Get out and help and volunteer. You don't necessarily even have to donate any money. You don't even have to do that. 8:14. He says as he stammers and stutters, taking a peek at the news, and not actually so much the news, but the sports. The Rockies continue their late season downward spiral. There was a time when it looked like they were going to finish 500. They'd have to go 14-3 to finish with a 500 record. I think the playoffs, I think at this point, are mathematically impossible, but I don't even think they can pull off a winning season anymore. They had some high moments, they had some low moments, but they couldn't beat the teams they were supposed to beat. And last night they got beat by a very mediocre Arizona team, 11-4. That was last night. Tonight they'll play the Diamondbacks again down in Phoenix, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday back up in Colorado for three games to play the San Diego Padres. And then the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st is the first game with some serious competition. The St. Louis Cardinals will be coming into town. It's a Wednesday. That means it's the Coors Light CSU football coaches Mike Bobo show at CBN Potts at the Foothills Mall. So get a chance to get out and meet the coach and hear the marching band and just get into a good college sports frame of mind. Very, 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 very small crowd, and it was extremely disappointing. So, you know, they have tickets there that are very reasonable, and I just it was so beautiful last weekend. Get out there and go see a game. They're playing UNC so this coming week. So they're not playing a powerhouse, but they should be playing a fun, competitive game that more than likely they should win. He says knocking on the on for like a, I don't have wood, right? I would knock on wood if I had the wood. You know, if I had the wood, but I don't have the wood, so right there in the Formica. Baseball, checking to see who's tops around the rest of the league in East division. In the NL East, the Nationals lead their division 86-59. The NL Central, it's still the Cubs with 92 wins. Just 8 games left until 500, until 100 games for the regular season. Dodgers lead the NL West at 81-63. Move to the AL East, it's Boston at 81-63. AL Central, it's Cleveland at 83-61. And in Arizona, in the AL West, my handwriting is very bad, the AL West in Texas, they are 87-59. All right. 8:15 here. We're going to go ahead and take ourselves our very first quick break here of the morning. Play a little bit of music here on this cloudy morning. Let's go ahead and I know I play this song a fair amount, but it's my show. I can do that. And this is it's one of my very favorites from 1980. Cheap Trick playing the live version, a cover of Fats Domino's "Ain't That a Shame." Cheap Trick with Dave Bublitz right here on your $12 radio show. Okay. All right. All the way back to 1980, that's from Dick Clark's American Music Awards. It's the boys from Cheap Trick with Robin Zander, Rick Nielsen, Tom Patterson on the 12-string bass, and of course our friend behind the drums, their Mr. Bun E. Carlos. Ain't that a shame? It's just about 8:20 here on a it's not a Monday, it's got kind of a Monday feel to it. It's Wednesday, thanks for being here. Today's, I found a trivia question. See, I'm going to run the question by, the first person that will email me the answer will win something. How's that for excitement? You will win something. It might just be tickets to the upcoming big show at the Rialto, or it might end up being, the plan is still to get mugs. That's a $12 radio show, or you might get a pair of mugs. Today's trivia, Wheaties in a Wheaties box. Was it A, Jim Thorpe? Was it B, Babe Ruth? Or was it C, Lou Gehrig? Think that over if you'd be so kind, and we'll get back to that later on in the show. That's your question today. The first athlete on a Wheaties box, Jim Thorpe, Babe Ruth, or Lou Gehrig? Today's quote of the day is intriguing. Art is born of humiliation. From W.H. Auden. It didn't really click with me at first, but the longer that one had a chance to sit in my head and resonate, it's like, that Kind of might make sense, actually, yeah. Or if at the very least, maybe not humiliation, but embarrassment and other such things. Let's see here. Top 10 films at the box office. Oh, by the way, if you were thinking about getting a hold of me, you can do that at my web at the page here the $12 Radio Show, or you can email me directly to my personal email at Dave Bublitz, Bublitz, Dave Bublitz Comedy, small casing at gmail.com, and we will start a cyber conversation. Top 10 films at the video store. They don't have many of those. Okay, top 10 videos for rent this week. This is courtesy of the folks at Rotten Tomatoes. These are actually videos that are going to be coming out within the next couple of weeks. I love the fact that they don't show you how much money they're making. They show you what the approval rating of the show is, what of the movie, what audiences thought of the film. Warcraft is on the list, 28%. 72% of people walked in and then they walked out and they were not happy. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates with 35% approval rating. I got to tell you, that was a lot better than that rating would indicate because that was a wonderful lowbrow, low-rent comedy. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with 38%. I love the Turtles, but that seems to make about sense. Free State of Jones with Matthew McConaughey, the biggest douche in Hollywood. He might be a lovely man and a wonderful actor, but those Lexus commercials or the car commercials, you want to see him cross the street and then speed up well, you can tell where I'm going with that. Free State of Jones is with 46% approval rate, just a little bit above that is the new incarnation of X-Men with the latest cast slipping into all of the leads, almost all of the old guys out of the way. X-Men Apocalypse with 48%. A little bit above that is The Purge, Election Year, 54%. Seth Rogen in Neighbors 2, Sorority, 62%. A film that I don't understand why anybody wants to see, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, 69%. And that's not that I don't like Dwayne Johnson. I don't think he's made many good movies or really any good movies, but if you get a chance, if you have HBO, catch or if you can find it on Netflix, find a show called Ballers. He's a former, his character is a former professional football player who's now an agent, wheeling and dealing, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful show, I think, anyway. My own humble opinion. The Shallows is rated in there with 77% approval, and this is just about as close to perfect, I think, as you can get. The Hunt for the Wilder People, which was a small budget non-mainstream film. It was here at the Lyric for a while, and it's going to be out on video here like the rest of these within the next couple of weeks. It has a 99% approval rate. 99%. So I think it's safe to say you're going to enjoy that film. I know, I'm really going out on a limb there, aren't I? I asked you before, I think. Wait a minute, where did it go? 3, 2, 1, 4. Here we go. The first athlete on a Wheaties box. Do you have your answer? Okay. I'll even give you the answer. Write it down. Send it in, like I said, and then whoever I get an answer from first will win the prizes. Okay. It turns out Jim Thorpe, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. It was Lou Gehrig. So. Good to know that. So if you need to reach us, you can reach me at DaveBublitzComedy.com through Facebook or here at the $12 Radio Show webpage. You can also call us. We have no guests today. We should have some guests next week, which is kind of cool. But you can call me today if you'd like to have a little conversation. You can go ahead and give me a call at 646-9550. I guess it's still about a week and a half away from the big Trump-Clinton debate. I just love the fact that the big conversation is she had pneumonia and didn't tell anybody. I just don't understand why it is the woman is incapable of telling the truth. Just tell people that you're sick. Even if you're president, you get sick. That's why they let you go ahead in the Constitution. It was written in there that you get a vice president because it's a team. Because you can't, you're gonna need the possibility that you might need to have somebody fill in is very real. So I thought the whole Hillary pneumonia thing was blown out of proportion and it was stupid, but it was of her own doing, I hate to say. 8:30 is actually the time. I would not take a break so soon again here, but I need to grab myself a beverage because I am dying of thirst and I need to get myself, I need, I require. I need to get myself some Mountain Dew in my system. So I'm going to go ahead and grab myself a beverage. You go ahead and do the same. If you're already at work or you're getting ready for work, let's go ahead and play. And this is kind of how I feel because I feel clear today and things feel good. I feel whatever it is, if it's medication or what, but I feel very tired still, but feel a lot better, over, except for my back overall. Let's go ahead and play Back in Black, everybody. This is from AC/DC. My name's Dave, and this here is the Wednesday edition of the $12 Radio Show. Hit it.
Coming
It's Back in Black from AC/DC. Dave Bubas with you. It's about 8:35. Thanks for actually 8:33. Thanks for being here, Mountain Standard Time. Of course, if you don't live in the Mountain Time Zone, adjust your clocks accordingly. Now would be the time to do that. I've been talking about getting a dog and a few other things since I started to do this show about a year ago, and I finally had the best sales pitch that I've seen. The space here at Ramble, what I've mentioned before, it's nice space. Enjoy it a lot, but it's pretty small. It's about 300 square feet, and that includes a little patio. So that means and a little storage garage, a little closet out there. So really, you're working with about 250 square feet. So I'm thinking, where would you put a dog? Because the last dog that I had, it was a German Shepherd. She was very friendly. I don't know why the dog has that voice, by the way. Every animal that I when I talk about an animal, has this voice right here. Hi, I am the dog. I am looking for food. Thank you. So the last dog I had was a German Shepherd. Beautiful girl. Just a big sweetie. So downstairs, this seems like this is about the perfect amount of space for one person right here in this apartment. Somehow or another, they do – oh, excuse me. I'm eating while I'm on the air. I'm eating string cheese. That's probably not professional. But it's a couple. There's this guy and his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, and they have two German Shepherds. All four of them, the two dogs and the two people, in an apartment the same size as mine. So I think I can get away with one person and one dog. I think. I guess I have that hunch. Again, I shouldn't keep eating. Let me go ahead and grab my Mountain Dew beverage. You go out there wherever you're at and grab your beverage. Oh, my. Excuse me. My heavens, did I need some caffeine. Let's go ahead and take a peek at music news on this particular date in history. 1741, George Handel completed the Messiah, and Francis Scott Key wrote the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner. 1927, Gene Austin recorded the original version of the song, the part of the American songbook, My Blue Heaven. In 1981, the band Pink Floyd, their movie The Wall, began production. In 1994, the Temptations received a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1995, Earth, Wind & Fire received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 1995, handwritten lyrics for Getting Better Every Day by Paul McCartney. So this was just written longhand on like some yellow legal pad. It sold for $249,000 at a Sotheby's auction. Well, hello. miscellaneous news on this particular day. 1901, President William McKinley was assassinated and was succeeded by Teddy Roosevelt. 1963, Marianne Fisher, she gave birth to the first surviving quintuplets in the United States. 1972, the Waltons premiered on CBS TV, and in 1978, it was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. I was a teenager when it came on. Mork and Mindy premiered on ABC in 1978. Go ahead and look at birthdays. It's a very short list. Actually, before we look at birthdays, let me point something out here to you. Well, no, we'll go ahead and do the birthdays first. From such films as Jurassic Park 1 through 3, Sam Neill is 69 years old. Steve Berlin from the band Los Lobos is 61. Actress Faith Ford is 52. Greg Montoya from the band Everclear, one of my favorites, is 46 years old. And Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead is 43. And then the behavioral scientist was born on this day. Ivan Pavlov was born on 1844. Taking a peek here at what have you got here at the comedy that's around the area. There's plenty to see this week. Today is Wednesday, so most of the comedy starts on Wednesday. So there is plenty of stuff to do. Let's take a peek here first at the Comedy Works downtown. There's a private party. They are closed today. It's part of the 35th anniversary. I think it's for the staff and the comics. I don't believe I can get into that party. I would very much be like to be able to get down there, but I don't know if that's a possibility. But anyway, let's see here. What day are we talking about here? What the heck am I looking at here? Oh, okay. Thursday, TJ Miller is downtown. Friday the 16th, the Grawlix will be back at the Comedy Works in Larimer Square. George Lopez will be there on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and the 18th. So you get a chance to get out and see just about a little bit of everything at every level with some big fun. Get a chance to see a great big star like George Lopez in a very intimate setting. George is a pretty cool guy. I hadn't his new. I was never a huge fan of his stand-up that he had on ESPN, but the new show that he's got on TV Land, pretty entertaining. It's back to back, or it was back to back with the Jim Gaffigan show. Comedy Works South has round two of the New Faces contest tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got Bob Marley will be there this week at the Comedy Works over at the, and that's the one south. So there's a club downtown in Denver at Larimer Square, and then one at the Landmark downtown, and then out at the Denver Improv, which is out by Stapleton. It's a very interesting combination of acts that they have there. The word special event gets thrown a lot, I think, undeservedly so, because there really are very few special engagements. To me, it's either somebody that does not play small venues, they only play big venues, or it's somebody that you just haven't seen in a long time. This is a guy who fits that category of hasn't been, I haven't heard of him doing anything in a long time. So it should be fun to hear the comedy of Dick Gregory. If you know, check up, and if you don't know who that is, Google that name. Comedian, activist, just a brilliant entertainer and performer and writer. Should be fun to hear. Not fun, but should be very enlightening to hear what he's got to say about different issues that are going on in America right now. And then he says, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, hypnotist Rich Gutsy. Gutsy. Yes, hypnotist Rich. Guzzil. And the late shows on Friday and Saturday are both, it says XXX Extreme. So you're going to go out and have yourself a chance to go see an X-rated hypnosis show. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or not. Don't forget, every Monday is comedy at Hody's. You can get out there and see the open mic. I went out there on Monday, had a chance to do some new stuff, and had a lot of fun up here up in Fort Collins. Tuesdays down in Boulder, and Thursdays as well, is Johnny's Cigar Bar with our friend Tobias Livingston putting on the open mic down there. Wednesday is Yum Yums. They have the comedy competition going on over there. Tuesday is Johnny's, Thursday is Johnny's, and then I don't know if there's any actual open mic nights around town, but every Sunday is Bondi's Beach Bar. Keep in mind that they do showcase nights at Patero's, at Cosmonom's, at Elliot's Martini Bar, and then there's a professional room it looks very cool. The stage over there looks wonderful. It's called Prost. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get up there. They do one show every Saturday out of the month. And then I've got the room that we're doing still in Loveland, an unusual setting. It's a delicatessen, and they have beer. Actually, it's also in the back. It's a butcher shop. So that's what you think, right? The shows have been great. The shows have been wonderful. But just the idea, well, We're gonna chop some meat. We're gonna tell some jokes. That sounds wrong, actually. To me anyway. But that's just the way I live my life. And that right there would wrap up today's Wednesday show here, the $12 show, episode number 140. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Tell you guys thanks again for being here. We'll be back with episode number 142 first thing in the morning here tomorrow morning on Thursday. If I'm still thinking about moving this to Sunday once a week, and I'm guessing that that will probably happen sometime. I'm going to guess a week from Sunday. From Sunday or between then and the first week in October. That just seems like that would be a good fit. And I'm also looking into doing some stuff here at the community radio station here in town at KRFC. So with all that in mind, let's go ahead and call it a wrap. Be good to everybody around you. There's no reason not to be. And, of course, when you have the chance, please be sure to be good to yourself. It's not quite this cold outside. I was going to play a Christmas song, but that would be silly. Let's go ahead and play a fun song. Let's wrap things up with an oldie but a goodie, a song that we haven't played here in a long time. It's only a minute and 48 seconds out of your busy day. This right here is Come On. It's from Chuck Berry. It's Dave Bublitz here, and this has been the Wednesday edition, episode 141 of the $12 Radio Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Laid off from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Steady thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. To you, honey, and you belong to me, so come on.
I wanna see you, baby, come on.
I don't mean maybe, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me, come on.